Mexico marks 7,300 coronavirus deaths. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on May 25, 2020. Despite assurances by officials, Mexico continues to see a steady increase in deaths from the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. Health leaders are also seeing a daily escalation in confirmed cases. During the daily news conference, Mexico's Undersecretary of Health Hugo López-Gatell revealed that Mexico reached 7,394 fatalities and 68,620 confirmed cases. In recent days, Mexico has been saw a spike in confirmed cases despite official claims about a flattened curve. Al 24 de mayo de 2020 hay 68,620 casos confirmados. 14,247 confirmados activos y 28,931 SOS pecosos por hashtag COVID-19. Se han registrado 121,613 negativos. 7,394 defunciones confirmadas. 595 defunciones SOS pecosos y fueron estudiadas 219,164 personas. One-third pic.twitter.com/gtpirog. Hugo López-Gatell Ramírez, at HL Gatell, May 25, 2020. Mexican health officials have only carried out 219,164 tests, while the U.S. leads with nearly 15 million. Mexico ranks 10th globally for deaths and 52nd in testing. Federal health officials are roundly criticized for only estimating the impact of the virus and artificially deflating numbers. López-Gatell previously admitted that some of his figures only account for government hospitals. Several states now release their own statistics. In recent days, an NGO claimed that figures for Mexico City only account for one-third of the total coronavirus deaths. The organization accessed death certificates for their study. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.